South of Lovell's. They were just everywhere. I mean everywhere.
So you guys plan on going back up next weekend, huh?
We want to do some fishing and hanging antennas. Well, that was pretty cool, getting back and forth with 1 watt on 80.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought when we went to 80, the static and everything would be worse. And, man, the band was actually better in the morning on 80 than on 40. And the 1 watt thing, yeah, that was really cool. I thought that was just really impressive.
Yeah, the little true SDX rigs would have been, that would have shocked some people.
Yeah, you need to get yours built, and we need some cases and stuff and tweak those things, you know. I mean, I if I remember correctly, some of the inductors in there, you could spread or tighten up the windings on them to try to get more power out on the different bands and stuff. There's little tweaks and stuff, but if we got them going and tweaked them where they were as usable as they're going to be, that'd be a lot of fun to have that out in the field, like you're saying.
If we find a good way of some kind of computer that didn't have that kind of current draw for running those Hermes, it would have been neat when it was really, really good. If I'd have had an 80-meter dipole, that could have went up another 50 feet higher with a feed line I got, I think. But if we'd have had another that much, and if I had an 80-meter dipole on my end, I think we could have done it with a tenth of a watt.
Damn, that'd be just crazy. K-E-8-O-E-K-E-H-T-E-K. Yeah, that'd be just awesome, dude. That's, man. It's almost like that fella shouting into the microphone or the speaker or whatever, trying to talk, I forget how far, just using his own voice to produce electricity, you know, the current.
Video's a little low, Phil. I think we got about 15 miles till Bay City. I don't turn off at Linwood, shoot the back way around.